90. Near FM.
Now, I am delighted to be joined by Pia Jenning. Pia, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
And Pia has the onerous title of the Senior Policy and Strategic Alliances Officer with Laergus. That is some mouthful, Pia. And
I know, I'm still getting my head around it myself.
Yes. First of all, I suppose, for the purposes of people who may not be familiar with the organisation, tell us what Laergus actually does.
Yes. So Laergus is what we call the national agency in Ireland that manages a number of European funding programmes, the largest of which is Erasmus Plus. And then also another programme called the European Solidarity Corps and a number of other initiatives as well. And basically we work right across the fields of youth, adult education, schools and further education as well. And providing lots of opportunities for young people and those in the community sector to get involved with European projects and to have the opportunity, I suppose, to experience Europe and to make connections with others that are working in the same spaces and areas as themselves.
And I presume that, no matter, and the same as other organisations, COVID-19 and the COVID-19 restrictions has put pressures on you that heretofore you wouldn't have had to deal with.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I suppose primarily Erasmus Plus. A lot of people would associate Erasmus Plus with higher education, I guess. But, as I said, it also applies to a number of other fields. And primarily, it has always been a mobility program. So it is... It is designed to allow people to experience Europe, as I said, to travel, to do youth exchanges or job shadowing or other things across Europe. And that obviously has really been halted by COVID-19. So we've been dealing with that and I suppose supporting the organizations that we work with to move through that and, to help them. Some organizations have been able to move part of their projects online. But also, I suppose that's really important to say, both for Erasmus Plus and the European Solidarity Corps, and the European Solidarity Corps really focuses on giving young people the opportunity to volunteer, both in Ireland and abroad. We also provide a number of opportunities for people, I suppose, to do things at a very local level. I think when people hear about European programs, they always think that, this has to happen at a European level. But you can have a project that's focused on building connections and all of the different values and things that are important as Europeans. You can do that at a very local level as well. And we also help to facilitate that through a number of the different kinds of projects that we fund.
Yeah, I know we here at Near FM have been involved in the Erasmus programs over the years. Tell me this, Pia, and I do not wish to take this down a political route because Laergus is obviously non-political, but it was muted at the time of Brexit that because of Britain's exit from the EU, that would debar them from taking part in the Erasmus programme. Has that been rectified or does that still stand?
Mm-hmm. So, I suppose that was a decision that, the UK made themselves. And I know that they have now instigated an alternative programme called the Turin programme when they decided not to fully take part in Erasmus Plus anymore. So basically, the way Erasmus Plus works is that there are a number of partner countries and a number of programme countries. And depending on what list you fall into, those countries take part to different extents in the programme. And the UK now is in a different category to what it used to be. So it complicates matters. I mean, the long of the short is that, they're not really as involved as they used to be. And it will be more difficult for organisations to establish those partnerships. And that is a pity, and it is difficult, particularly for organisations, I think, from Ireland, where English is obviously the main language, and we would have always had a lot of partnerships with the UK. But there are, I suppose, lots of other opportunities to partner with other organisations. And we do hope, I mean, we don't know obviously what's going to happen in the future, but we do hope that, you know, there still will be opportunities for young people and for others from the UK to take part in the programme or to, in any kind of shape or form, to develop those relationships and exchanges and partnerships with other organisations across Europe.
Yeah, I think it's what's known as the law of unintended consequences. And another, I suppose, unintended mm-hmm. consequence, or maybe a deliberate consequence, is, if we could chat about this for a couple of seconds, you say young people from Ireland going abroad, and when I say going abroad now, I mean going to, we'll say, the likes of Germany or Spain or somewhere like that, or Italy, on an Erasmus programme. The benefit by way of integrating themselves into a different culture, and particularly I would be thinking of maybe honing their skills or even picking up a new language or a different language, and the benefit in later life that that might be to the participants.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Like, I mean, the, you know, we really see, and what we focus on a lot is the long-term impact of participation in these kind of programs. You know, I think a lot of the time people might say, well, it's all well and good, you know, for a group of young people to go off for 10 days, or, you know, for somebody to go on a traineeship for a number of weeks. And they have a great time, and that's great, and they come back, you know. But really, it's the long-term impact that we focus on a lot. And as you said, you know, part of that is, you know, that experience of cultural diversity, immersing yourself in a different language, you know, acquiring language skills, something that, you know, in our own national policy is now being promoted through our foreign languages policy, and it's something that we've recognised in Ireland. You know, there is a shortfall there, I think, you know, and it's not something that Ireland would historically be very strong on in terms of the acquisition of other languages. And there have been a lot of studies done. One is with the RAE network, it's called. It's a network of European organisations, and Lergis would be part of that. And they have conducted studies into the impact of these programmes on young people, on those people who work with young people, and in terms of the competences and the skills that are developed. And it's not just, you know, it's obviously that experience of different cultures, etc., but it's also the long-term impact in terms of, you know, people come back and they feel more confident, you know, to maybe go for that job that beforehand they wouldn't have gone for, or to, you know, maybe to move to another country. We've heard of a lot of young people who might have had experience of going abroad, say through the European Solidarity Corps, and doing a placement and coming back and saying, actually, I'm going to move to another European country for a year. You know, so the impacts are really quite profound. And we've heard, you know, for some people, it really changes their life or the course of their life.
Yeah, and profound and indeed life changing as well. And I mean, you know, you and I both know, Pia, and I know it, I suppose, because of my age and the amount of different things I've gone through in life, and you see it firsthand there with Lergis. You can't buy experience and you can't teach it. Experience is a lived thing, and when you go through it, when you do it, you know, I mean, all the people in the world or in Lergis can go abroad and have these experiences and come back and tell other people about it, but until the other people have actually gone, done it and lived it, they don't have the experience.
That's it, exactly. And, you know, we really want to celebrate that as well and promote it and allow, I think sometimes it can be very difficult for young people in particular, indeed for anybody, to connect with, I suppose, what it means to be European and what the EU actually does for us, and it can feel very, I suppose, far removed from our own lives. And that's why, you know, we have things like European Youth Week, you know, which is happening this week, and which creates a space for discussion for young people to talk about topics that are important to them and to exchange those experiences, like you said, you know, that they themselves have had. There'll be young people that, you know, have experience of Erasmus Plus and the European Solidarity Corps, and there would be those maybe that have never experienced it but are interested. And I think the best way to, I suppose, become enthusiastic and to learn about it is to hear from those who've been through it. And I think that's why, you know, European Youth Week is a really good opportunity to engage in that discussion and in that forum, and to learn more about the different kinds of opportunities that are available. And this year, European Youth Week.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about European Youth Week in a moment, because that obviously is the purpose of our chat this morning. But it's just something that, as you were talking, that struck me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, because of your young age, you may not be in a position to answer this. But it's something that I have thought about on a few occasions, especially when I hear young people speaking. And the young people of a certain generation, and I would put it maybe to possibly under 30s, I might stretch it maybe to under 35s, but definitely under 30s, that they see themselves far more as Europeans than the older generations, than people of my age group, whereas I would see myself as, you know, Irish by birth and Cork by the grace of God type of thing, whereas Europeans or younger people see themselves more as, I'm Irish, but I'm European. You know, they have a bigger connection to the European Union than maybe the older generations would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent. I think young people are, they're more aware. They also have far greater opportunities now. You know, I mean, most people now can hop on a plane. Well, not right now, but in general, you know, and they can go to another European country, they can work there, etc. But I think for a lot of young people still, I think that, you know, particularly the Erasmus Plus programme and the European Solidarity Corps, you know, we focus a lot on inclusion and diversity. That is one of the key priorities of the programme. And the reality of it is that, you know, for the vast majority of people, or for a lot of young people, you know, imagining even going somewhere to another European country and having that kind of experience is so far removed from their daily lives and feels like something that, you know, they will never have the opportunity to do. You know, I mean, a lot of the young people that have engaged in the programs, they've never even left their own locality, you know, they've never left Ireland before. So we really facilitate that through these programs to really support that, you know, that maybe they want to feel more European or they want to have those opportunities, but those mightn't always be there for them unless they're supported to access them. And that's something I think that, you know, is really at the heart of these programs as well.
Now, talk to me, Pia, which of course was the main reason that we were having this chat today, about European Youth Week. It commences today and it runs up until next Sunday. Now, I'm just looking at something here, excuse me, and I cannot wait for you to explain to me and the listeners what an online pizza party is.
An online pizza party, yeah. That is one of the events that's taking place, that's being organised by one of the youth services. I am waiting to see myself. I am going to stick a pizza in the oven and see what happens. But it really, I suppose, Youth Week is just about providing a space for young people to come together, or various different kinds of spaces. And I think this is one of them. So the idea is, you know, that young people come together and they share food and they talk about their experiences. As I mentioned earlier, some of them will have already been involved in these programs in Erasmus Plus or the European Solidarity Corps, and for some of them it's really new, and I suppose that's what this space is all about. It's about, you know, facilitating young people coming together and making, you know, like you said, people might feel more European, but sometimes it's difficult for them to know how can they participate or how can they get involved, and that's what European Youth Week is all about. So we ourselves as Lairgus, we're hosting three events. One on active participation, that's happening on the 27th of May at 12 o'clock. Then we have one on climate change and sustainability, which is also happening on the 27th of May at 11 o'clock. And we have one around inclusion and diversity, which is happening on the 26th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then there are lots of other events that are happening, organised by various different youth services. Some of those are open to the public and some of them are just for the young people from those youth services, but you can check out lairgus.ie and you can find all of the information. And then I suppose just to say that, you know, European Youth Week, it's not just happening in Ireland, it's obviously happening right across Europe. So there are hundreds and hundreds of events happening. There's a portal, a European Youth Week portal, and you can go on and it's quite cool. There's a map that shows you all of the different kinds of events that are happening across Europe. And I think that's another thing, you know, that maybe helps to make us feel more European as well, that we know that all of these things are happening. And young people right across Europe, you know, they're discussing the same issues, the same kinds of things are important to them. And I think sometimes for young people, it can feel like what's happening in their own lives or what's happening in their own community is something that's unique to them. But actually, it's something most of the time that is affecting young people right across Europe. And I think there's a huge sense of solidarity in that. And facilitating young people coming together this year, obviously online, through events like European Youth Week really helps, I think, to bring us closer together as well as Europeans, you know.
Yeah, and definitely, I mean, the two of the topics, I know, the climate change and also the diversity, I mean, they are something that when you listen to young people talking about it, they have an in-depth knowledge of it and speak from... I suppose, you know, they'd look at the likes of me and they'd say, well, hang on a minute, I'm going to try and save the planet because your generation wrecked it. And they need to be listened to, and they need to be a lot of what they propose and what they come up with, more so even than being listened to, it needs to be acted upon as well, because unless, I mean, let's be honest, I'm of a sort of a generation now, I don't intend to toddle off this mortal coil at any time soon. But, you know, sort of, we've been here, we've done it. There's very little left now that we haven't experienced in life. Whereas, you know, the whole ethos of anything is that, even rearing children, that you try and hand them a better life than you had. You know, as... the generation that we are, we should be handing the planet, and I know this is sort of really advanced sort of stuff, but we should be handing the planet on to the next generation in a better condition than we found it. And I think it's pretty fair to say, Pia, that we have failed miserably on that front.
No, I completely agree with everything that you're saying there, and I think sometimes there's also an expectation that, you know, the solution or, you know, the fixing the problem is, you know, something that we don't, you know, in a way we don't have to deal with because, you know, like you said, you know, we failed in this, you know, it's up to the next generation to deal with that, which is very unfair. I think that, you know, the solutions have to come from us. They have to come from young people. You know, we have to work together to try and do something about this, and I think, you know, it's not for a failure of ability, it's the lack of political will, I think, a lot of the time. But, you know, what these programs are also really about is empowering young people to really, I suppose, you know, the theme of Youth Week is our future in our hands, so it's about young people as well also proposing, you know, ideas. It's empowering them to do something about the issues that are of importance to them rather than, you know, the decision makers handing down decisions and telling young people what they need to do. And that's really at the heart of both Erasmus Plus and the European Solidarity Corps as well. And it's really supported that young people can also come up with their own projects. You know, they can lead out on their own initiatives and they can be supported to do that. So I think that's really important to say. And, you know, we've now gone into a new cycle of programmes. So Erasmus Plus and the European Solidarity Corps, you know, the new funding cycle started this year and runs until 2027. And, you know, having young people at the heart of all of these projects and having them supported to run their own projects and to come up with their own ideas is really front and center of these programs. So that's just really important to say, because I think for young people, sometimes it can be difficult. You know, you want to... you want to bring about change in your community, or, you know, you know, maybe with your group of friends, or there might be an issue that's of importance to you and you don't really know where to start, or you think that maybe you need a decision maker or somebody, you know, older than you to kind of, I suppose, facilitate that for you. But under these programs, there is a lot of opportunity for young people to be the instigators, I suppose, of projects and of change, you know.
We have seen the Citizens Forum, Pia, and it's just something now that while you're talking there that I think we could touch on maybe. I know it might be outside your field of expertise, but we have seen the Citizens Forum where the government have kicked pretty thorny issues to them to discuss and come up with maybe solutions. Is there a strong case to be made for a young people's forum to be set up with exactly the same purpose in mind?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that, you know, I think there's certainly a lot of value in something like that. I actually did in a previous life work on issues around the Constitutional Convention at the time. So I used to work in Amnesty International, and we worked a lot on, you know, socioeconomic rights issues like health and housing, etc. And like you said, you know, a lot of those issues have kind of been kicked down the road a little bit. But youth participation, which again is a central focus of European programs, it's so important in all of these. I think sometimes I think there needs to be a space for young people, you know, a really meaningful space for them to participate. But I think also sometimes it can be easy to say, well, we'll have a separate forum for young people and we'll have one for the adults. But why not have something jointly maybe to actually make it a lot more meaningful? You know, I think we've done really well in certain areas. If we look at, say, for example, in terms of inclusion, if we look at, you know, the LGBT youth strategy and the role that young people played in that, they were very actively involved. And I think we need a lot more of that. We need young people to be involved meaningfully, not just in a tick-the-box exercise way, right across the spectrum of policy making, and not just on youth policy issues, but on all sorts of different issues that affect young people. Like, you know, we were talking about climate change earlier, that, you know, their voices are central to that and that they're heard, you know. And we in Lergis work with a number of organisations that do fantastic work in that area. So, you know, the National Youth Council of Ireland would be one organisation that really create these spaces and these forums for young people to have their voices heard. But yes, I absolutely agree with you. I think that whether it's, you know, a separate forum or whether it's just young people being involved in these kinds of forums more generally, more often, you know, in a meaningful way.
Well, Pia, it has been an absolute pleasure. It's our first time to chat, but I can assure you, based on the last 22 minutes, it won't be the last. It has been an absolute pleasure. Before we part company on this Monday morning, can you just give us contact details, and for people who want to log into the various things which is going to be open to the general public, where they can go and where people can go to find out more about Lergis, please?
Yes, so firstly, I suppose just to go onto our website, so it's Lergis, LEARGAS.ie, and you can find all the information there that will link you out to our European Youth Week site. Just check it out, sign up, and, you know, you can have a general browse on our website as well about the European programmes if you're interested in getting involved. And then just to have a look on our social media pages as well, we'll be tweeting and Instagramming and everything over the next couple of days. So there'll be lots of information there as well. And on our website, you have contact details for all of our team. And for anybody who has any questions, please feel free to contact me directly if you like, or any other member of our team as well. So thanks so much for having me. It was great to chat to you.
Pia Jenning, Senior Policy and Strategic Alliances Officer with Lergis. Pia, thank you so much as well for joining us this morning. It has been an absolute pleasure, and the very best of luck with European Youth Week.
Thanks a million. Take care.
Bye bye now. Bye bye. Now, wasn't that just invigorating? It's great to see it. 90
Near F.